By the way, I think I got spammed or hacked or whatever you want to call it the other day, because I get a package from Amazon and my person is like, did you order something from Amazon? I'm like, I don't think so. And we open it and it is one pair of socks. And I looked at him and I go, I did not order a pair of socks. He said, well, I didn't order a pair of socks. So we text all of the kids. None of the children have ordered socks. And it's a little odd to order one pair. And I think, Sam, the brand is Hurley. Does that sound right?
It's a sock brand, yeah.
So, yeah, he says, do you want to wear them? And I go, I guess I'll keep them. Like, I don't – it was addressed to me. I did not order these socks. So the other night –
So your name was on the box. Your address was on the box.
I'm home by myself. I go in. My feet are cold. I put on a pair of socks. I'm watching a movie. And at one point, I look down, maybe 30 minutes later, and I realize that these socks, Scott, are labeled. One says L – and one says R, and I have them on the wrong feet.
Those are some nice socks.
And I ask you, when did we start labeling left and right? I don't even mate my socks. I just throw them all in a drawer. Some of them are black. Some of them are gray. And I say a little prayer when I grab two.
So I'm not wearing them today. I'm wearing just regular Nike socks today. But for Christmas, I told both of the girls, you know, because Sarah's just getting started in her career. Maya's at college. I told both of the girls, do not buy me anything. I don't need anything. Okay. I don't want anything.
Okay.
I want you to save your money. They both rolled their eyes and laughed. Mm. Maya says, Dad, you've got to give me something that you need or could use.
Something.
And I said, Maya, if you want to get Dad something for Christmas, I would be thrilled with some new socks, workout socks. And I prefer black. And so she buys me some Air Jordan Nike socks. They're very nice. This is the first time this has ever happened to me in my life. It was six pairs. And I break them out of the mm-hmm. little container that they're in. Each one of them has an L and an R on the sole of the sock.
It's the damnedest thing.
And so now, while I love these socks and they're the most comfortable socks I've ever owned,
you're never going to be able to keep track of them.
Every time I do laundry now, and I'm the one who does laundry at the house because I like doing laundry, believe it or not, I have to get the socks out. And if I see two L's, I'm like, damn it, where's the R? It is a hassle doing laundry right now.
So I looked this up because I did not know that we have entered into the era of your socks have to be labeled, but that's apparently a must-have product.
Oh, you guys are obviously aging yourself here.
We are way behind the curve.
When I was in grade school and high school, fancy socks was a thing, and they were all labeled left and right, and it has to do with the stitching.
Oh, please. Okay, so this is what it says. These socks supposedly give you a better fit because the left and right feet are slightly different in shape, so a dedicated left and right sock can provide more precise fit, whatever. Performance enhancement can reduce discomfort and blisters. No.
That's true.
This does say for athletes, particularly runners, mm-hmm. better support can be fine. I am going to tell you there's a life hack for this, Scott, with respect to laundry, which I do not do. But I don't keep good track of socks, so this is something that I think can help you. You can buy a mesh little net thing, just a little tiny mesh thing, and it's got a drawstring on it. My mom has told me this. You put all of the socks in the mesh net thing. You put the mesh net thing in the washer and dryer, and then everything gets washed and dried, but the socks all stay together. Hmm. Because I will go on a limb here and say, I think I will have those left, right pair of socks. I'm giving it 4 weeks before I lose one.
4 minutes.
Yeah, I don't mate my socks anyway. Those socks are not long for this world. I don't need to further complicate the sock missing issue with L's and R's.
Well, so they add more padding to where the ball of your foot is going to be. That's the cutting down on blisters.
The ball of your foot is always in the same spot.
On both feet.
Well, that's, yes, that's what I'm saying. And so if it's a left sock, when you're looking down
at the sock. Oh, you're talking about the ball, not the heel.
Yeah.
Or the whatever the thing is.
Under your big toe.
Correct.
Oh.
All right, fair point.
So if it's the left sock, you're going to have more padding on the right side of the toe of that sock. If it's the right sock, you're going to have more padding on the left side of the toe of that sock.
I'm not doing 36.2 here. I'm walking around the kitchen.
Well, if you are a runner, if you're a basketball player, if you're a soccer player, and you're doing a lot of cutting mm-hmm. where you're putting a lot of force into that foot, you're going to get blisters on the inside of the ball of your foot,
you know,
and you
I
want
think,
that
Scott,
padding.
I think this is a gigantic conspiracy
yes,
to get
is.
Us to pay more money for socks. That's what this is.
Because once you lose one,
you guys are.
Don't you remember, Sam? Stance socks. Everybody in my kids' high school, you have to have Stance socks. This was like maybe like 10 years ago. This is just another thing to make you spend more money on things.
They also have more support around the arch of the foot, so that there's less clumping around the arch while you're running.
When I'm walking from the television to my bedroom and back to the kitchen.
From Channel 5, on the day that Kansas City's mayor introduced an ordinance that would budget $1 million for overtime pay police patrols of the entertainment districts, one neighborhood has already taken matters into their own hands. The River Market is among the neighborhoods that would be covered under the proposal made by Mayor Quentin Lucas yesterday, but the River Market Community Association and the River Market Community Improvement District have been working on solutions of their own for months. The first launches Thursday night. Rob Ryman, a 9-year resident of the area who sits on the RMCA board, said there will be 3 private security officers patrolling the area from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. 2 will be in marked cars. 1 will be on foot.
Okay.
He said there is no, they maneuvered some money around. There is no added cost. So the River Market is already adding security from 10 at night to 6 in the morning.
You would be so fed up.
Oh, God. You couldn't pay me to run my own business. There's just no way.
I am in awe of those who do it and do it well. Truly.